from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. 5 DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit menstclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Right now, it's time for the C-Block starring Corey Majors.
Thank you very much. Before we get into sports fun, I did want to talk about some sports real quick, Kevin. Okay. I am looking at, well, you can only be fun or sports. You can't be both. No, you can't be both.
Oh,
according
bummer.
To Reddit, we're an immature show, and we're always going to be that way. Thanks, Bobby, for setting up the Reddit page.
Looking at the Reddit? Is it bothering you?
It's a bad thing already. Don't look at the Reddit page.
Oh, okay.
I went to look at the count, the medal count, Kevin.
Yeah.
So before we get done with the Olympics completely, because we don't have no more Olympic discussion planned for the rest of the week, correct?
We'll see.
Okay. All right. The U.S. finished with 126 Olympic medals.
Yes.
Total. That was the total. And
that was my prediction.
That is according to Olympics.com.
That feels like a reputable.
It's the official Olympics page. The Republic of China, or the People's Republic of China.
Oh, dear.
91.
We whipped them.
Great Britain, 65. France, 64.
Ha.
Does Olympics.com have who have more national debt?
The state of Texas, 58. We were the fifth country. The state of Texas is the fifth ranked country in medal count. So you take 58 away from 162. What did the U.S. even do? You know? How many would that be? 80 something?
I'm sorry. I got distracted.
That's 126 minus 58, Kevin.
Yeah. It sounds like we could be our own country, Kevin.
See, and I knew that's it's 68. I knew that's where you were going.
So we barely, without Texas, they barely even got medals, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So there it is, 58 medals ahead of.
That's pretty impressive.
Ahead of Australia, who finished with like 53.
Yep. Josh Green.
You know what? I might see Reddit's point.
Japan, who finished with 45.
What did Reddit say?
Did you not listen to the beginning of the segment?
You know he don't be listening all the time.
I heard you guys say Reddick. I thought of the Lakers.
Here, I got you, dude. I got you. All right, so Bobby posted it.
I don't want to. Bobby, you just told me I don't want to know this.
Somebody named Kite said, rank the shows. What's your ranking of the shows? And he said, G-Bag 1 because Broadus is so knowledgeable and all these other things. Sean and RJ 2. And then it says, worst, KNC Masterpiece. Holy S, this show is horrible. Perfect. All the hosts are immature and go on with their childish. And that's all
that's
I get around.
Oh,
fair.
Dude, that's awesome. We made his list, though.
Yeah.
He gave the most detail, too.
Yeah.
He, really detailed what he thought about the show. The other ones, he just was like, yeah, you know, them. Thanks a lot, Kite.
He's not wrong about the immaturity, though.
So we're gonna work on that.
No, we're not.
We're gonna work on being more mature. Nope. Once Reggie leaves, we focus
that's
on maturity.
Fair. I am the one that's brought all the immaturity.
Yeah, yeah. We'll focus on maturity there. All right. So there it is. That is the medal count. Texas dominating for the United States. Without Texas, they're in last place.
That's right. Yeah. Yep. Middle of the pack. They call us middle of the pack United States without Texas. That's the theme.
But if do you want to go to the Reddit page?
No.
If you want to go to the Reddit page, go to Reddit 105 through the fan or something
like
that.
I read it.
It's r/
JJ Reddit.
r/ 105 through the fan. And you can rank the shows. I would like our Tolos. The people who listen to our show and like it, they can rank the show, everything for us.
On the Sean and RJ Reddit, they didn't even finish first.
This is the fan Reddit.
But not really, right? It's the Sean and RJ.
It says 105.3 the fan.
I know, but it got started by Bobby and Sean and RJ.
Do you think Kite is listening to the show right now?
No.
Nope.
Well, I mean, I would hope.
How does he rank it?
Or she.
Yeah, it could be she.
If you don't like a thing, do you have any inclination towards like going towards things you don't like? Anyways, it's a C-block. My bad.
I don't.
I would like now to turn our attention to Will Levis, who this morning, Kevin, I saw the tweet from Hellman's Mayonnaise, not a family business of David Hellman, famous David Hellman.
Are we sure? Did we double check on that?
He said is there one less L or one less N?
One less N. Actually, one less L and one less M.
Yeah, so there you go. And there's a video of Will Levis with a smoky background in blue lighting, wearing a white unbuttoned shirt and linen pants. And this is what the ad says.
They try to define you, but you are the ingredient to your own success. Smell like greatness. Will Levis, number 8, Parfum de Mayonnaise.
Will Levis.
What? He's the coffee mayonnaise guy? Is
Will
that right?
Levis, yes, the coffee mayonnaise guy, has released Will Levis, number 8, Parfum de Mayonnaise for $8. And Kevin, I'm sorry to tell you, it is sold out.
What?
The fragrance notes, tart lemon, mayonnaise accord, parsley, coffee undertones, musk, and creamy vanilla is sold out already. 30 milliliter bottles of Will Levis number 8 is now gone.
You don't have any idea how much this sold for, by the way, do you?
$8.
Oh, okay.
Reasonable price.
That is a reasonable price.
That's cheap, in fact.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I can't think of a perfume or cologne that goes for $8.
Yeah.
Not at all. It would be an off-brand CK1 or something like that. Did you ever go down to get those from the off-brand places?
The Perfuma
no.
place or whatever. It's like outlet malls.
Yeah.
3 bottles for $33.
It's
still
just
be
like
more
the
than
real eight. Ones.
It like yeah. burns when you put it on.
You go to that place that's just kind of like...
It's when you know it's working.
That's how you know that
it's getting inside your skin.
That's what they used to tell us about was it Selsun Blue or whatever?
Yeah, the tingly.
Dinorex or whatever. They'd go, yeah, if it's stinging right now, that means it's working.
Used it my whole youth.
Oh, no. So, was it stinging because it was killing all of your hair follicles?
Yeah. Hair gone.
The tart lemon fragrance note, Kevin. The fragrance opens with bright, zesty bursts of tart lemon that provides a refreshing and clean introduction.
Oh, that's nice.
At the heart of the fragrance lies a daring mayonnaise accord. The creamy and slightly tangy note adds an unexpected twist. Mirroring Will Levis's bold personality, the mayo accord provides a rich, smooth texture to the fragrance, making it intriguingly complex and memorable. So you have a look right now.
That sounds sweet.
Honestly, it was the look that he had immediately when he started hearing that. I was looking directly at him the whole time, and he looked like he had smelled something rancid.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was this mayonnaise perfume.
You haven't smelled the mayonnaise perfume.
But I smelled regular mayonnaise. Who thinks, I really wish I could slather that all over my body? Nobody. Except for, dang it.
The drop of, I've smelled regular mayonnaise, is going to live forever.
Yeah.
Into infamy or perpetuity. One of those two things.
Both, in fact.
Yeah.
I mean, I appreciate what a reasonably priced cologne that is.
$8 for mayo cologne.
But I appreciate the bit that they're doing, too. Because he's like, I like it in my coffee. I like it on my body.
Oh, and like I said, the commercial itself.
Why do you keep giving me things?
For Friday.
What else do you like in your
you
coffee and on your body?
What's the Reddit page so I can complain about this again?
You're just going to go complain about our show?
No, I'm going to be like, I agree with everything Kite said.
I don't even know if I said that right, by the way.
From the 817, damn, I'm not going to lie. If you told me it wasn't sold out, I would be buying one right now.
From the 817, I'm going to be honest with you, Will. That smells like pure gasoline. From the 817, I bet it's reselling online for close to $100.
Right. Let me go look it up.
I can almost guarantee. I don't know if anybody's gotten off, their bottle yet.
Oh,
because
that doesn't stop people.
You think people just take the image then and put
that,
it in there? And
that happens a lot.
As soon as I get mine, you'll get yours? Wow. From the 469, I love how Kevin said, slather that all over my body as someone in the background was shaking a bottle behind Reggie's head.
I'm guessing that was L.A.
doing his thing.
Yeah, I don't see any Will Levis cologne up here.
Not yet. What is the best cologne?
I don't use cologne much. I've talked about this before. I still have cologne from 1998 and 2000.
Does it expire?
It still smells okay to me. I mean, I put it on like maybe once every 3 months.
Yeah, I have, is it Eternity? I still have
a
bottle
Polo
of Eternity.
Blue.
Polo yes, Blue, solid. Polo Sport. I remember
Polo
that back
Sport.
In the
day. Yeah,
those are
my
the two
go-to.
I have, Blue and Sport.
Polo Sport and CK1 were the ones that I...
Still works.
Carter recently got, my Carter recently got a bottle of cologne. He's like, I got to smell good for school. And I was like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
Like, why did he stop and pause and say school? Like, I know what he's talking about here.
The new one, it's not cologne or whatever, but that lady says like, hey, it lasts for 72 hours on your parts. And I'm like, who's doing the test?
You know what I'm saying?
No, I unfortunately know.
What is it called?
There's a cologne out there that lasts for 72 hours.
They're like, hey, you know, you put deodorant on your pits. Well, you know, there's other parts that smell too.
Oh, are they suggesting to get?
And they're like, it will
crotch deodorant.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, and it lasts up to 72 hours. I'm like, somebody had to do a test on that and smell and be like, it stopped working.
So they can't just put it on paper. They have to put it on humans.
Yeah, they have to test it on that body part and see how long it smells okay.
Science, Kevin. I don't know what you're doing over here.
I know, but the way Mike makes it sound is like there's some sniffer at a lab.
There
and
is.
Everyone's
there
got
is.
Their legs up in stirrups, and he just moves from place to place, and he's like, "Still good,
apologies
still good."
To everyone who might
no!
be
Yeah.
That's not what happens.
How do they make that claim?
I'm not sure, but it can't be that. It cannot
they
be
were
that.
Specific on the hour that it lasts up to.
70. It's not like they said 71.
Yeah.
It said 72 for a reason.
God help us, Corey. From the 512, they made an announcement that will be restocked at 10 a.m. Eastern tomorrow. So that's 9 a.m. Central. If you want to get some of this weird mayonnaise cologne.
At the Grand Prairie,
I'm
like
buying
outlet
bottles
mall?
For the whole show.
I don't think so.
Reggie,
I don't want one.
You're going to Houston with some mayonnaise cologne. I can't wait, man. I'm excited for you, Reggie.
You might give me mayonnaise cologne.
You're taking it with you.
Okay.
It's like Sex Panther, allegedly. 50% of the time.
Again, Kite, I see some of your
works
point.
Every single time. All right, and then the last thing, and this is like, and by the way, on the private sniffer thing, not private sniffer.
it's like,
that's their job title.
Private sniffer?
Hey, created a job. They're talking about who's creating the jobs for our November election. That person created a job.
Private sniffer. Personal sniffer. I don't know. Whatever word you use.
There's my card.
It smells good too. Yes, I get it.
For the person that does that job, Kevin, how do you think colognes and perfumes are made? There is a person who is like their jobs, they have the best noses in the world. I couldn't do it. I have a terrible nose. But they like can distinguish between lavender and jasmine and stuff like that. And they're like, yes, this you need 3 drops of this. Add one more drop of this to make this cologne.
If you're smelling like on your wrist or your neck, I believe
it's on a piece
that.
Of paper. It's like a a litmus piece of paper.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to
give him a job title. I mean, it probably pays well.
From the Tolos, I would like to ask this question because they're out there. We, a while back when we went on our vacation at the hotel, they had a pool table. And we played pool, and my kids were like, "Dad, are you the best pool player ever?" And I was like, "Just because I'm beating you doesn't mean I'm great at pool." And, but they were like, I just realized at that point, I've never played pool with them before.
Oh.
Avery didn't know how to hold the cue. Carter didn't know how to hold. They didn't know anything about the game. And I was like, Adrian had a pool table when we started dating, and I grew up in pool halls. We were at CJ's pool hall over by White Rock Lake all the time. CJ Wiley had a place over there, and that's just where we were. And I started thinking, well, I need to go take my kids to, like, we go have like a 3-hour day where I just teach them how to play, and then we can go there consistently. But I have no clue where to go. Where are the pool halls in DFW that I need to go to, that I need to take the kid and both of the kids and say, hey, I'm not going, nothing against Main Event or like a place like that, but I just feel like that's not what I'm looking for. Those,
Dave and Buster's have pool tables? I don't think they do anymore.
I don't think they do. And so like those pool cues are all bent up and warped and stuff. Where are the good places to play some pool? I'm asking the Tolos right now because I need some help. If you're out there and you're involved in that, let us know where to go.
Yeah, that's a good question, because there used to be a pool hall in Garland, like right next to a video store.
Yeah, that's where I got banned from for a stupid reason that day.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah, and that, like, that's what I really enjoy playing, so I was hoping that we could I could learn from the Tolos out there. So I appreciate
you're sad that.
That
the pool halls, like, not that they're disappearing, but they might be.
That I just don't know where they are. I'm sad. Wizards. I know of Wizards, so I do know that place. That does have some pool tables as well. So there you go, Kevin. Thank you very much for discussing the mayonnaise cologne with us today.
That was a great segment.
Was it?
Oh, Fox and Hound is a good one. Yeah, that's a good choice.
Yeah,
that's probably
that
the best
is
one
that right is
there.
A good
most
name.
Of those people have gone, and most of those places have gone under.
No, you know what they thrive on? Fantasy football drafts at fantasy football time, because that's where we do our drafts at the one in Richardson. That's where we do ours, and it's always packed fantasy football time of people that are doing their thing.
Coming up next, we can tell you the top 10 franchise values in the NFL, but also I want to see if you like this. Our brand new college football segment, I Like Big Punts and I Cannot Lie. We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
Milrow puts a man in motion, empty backfield, low snap, quarterback run up the middle.
Yeah!
He's not going to make it!
Yeah!
Nowhere close! As the Michigan defense stuffs Jalen Milroe.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan. It's about that time. Now, our working title for this segment is I Like Big Punts and I Cannot Lie. Although I think I could reuse that for a baseball segment and tweak it if it might be better.
Kite does not like that name.
I'm sorry, Kite. We might stick with the Tuesday tailgate going forward. We'll see, but
something sniffing related, maybe.
No,
by the way,
there.
Carter Freeman
that.
Is now in the studio.
I can't believe I have to follow that segment up. This is when you have me on. Is after talking about sniffing for 10 minutes.
I have a sniffer. So it was supposed to be somebody who that's their job. They are my. Never mind. I'm done with that.
Well, I do want to say that is a very college football story that's like coming into the NFL now, because that came out with Will Levis when he was at Kentucky about the mayo in the coffee. And I feel like that's very goofy college football, and it's invading the NFL, which I'm here for.
Now, when we take a look at, I mean, I realize we all know how close college football season is, but whenever I see the AP top 25, even if the absurdity of the poll being released already, it feels like it's getting to football season. We talked about it yesterday or the day before. I guess probably yesterday. Georgia, Ohio State, Oregon, Texas, and Alabama are the top five. Was there any team in the top 25, or I guess not in the top 25, that you're like, I don't really get that, either overrated or underrated?
I was a little surprised no group of five teams snuck in. Usually you see them around, 23, 24, 25, like Boise State, Memphis. There's a couple teams, maybe South Florida could have snuck in there, but they were all in the teams right underneath, the receiving votes, but not ranked. And then I guess maybe it's like a surprise, but not a surprise. Washington finished number 2 in the AP poll last year. They were the national runner-up. They're unranked. In this preseason poll. That's the first time since the 50s that the national runner-up last year is not ranked in this poll.
Man, I mean, I know because they lost their head coach. They lost some talent.
It is a completely different team. And like we can talk about how Michigan lost a lot of talent, the national champions. What Washington's going through is that times two. They're going to look completely foreign than what they were last year.
And even Michigan can still say, hey, we're at number nine, so good for us to start. One of the interesting things that ESPN did was the ceiling and the floor for each team. And I wanted to focus in on Texas. They're number four in the country. Their ceiling is listed as, like most of these top five teams are, 12-0. Their floor is 8-4. And not surprisingly, they listed the game against Oklahoma as the key game for the season. So
I have questions about Oklahoma. Are they ranked too high?
I think 16 is where they were at, right? I think that's a good spot for them.
Well, and when I usually say that, Kevin, they are in like the top three.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's too high. Why would they do that to us? But
yeah, OU's breaking in a new quarterback, but the rest of the team is pretty intact from last year. So obviously there's a huge question mark at the most important position. They won 10 games last year.
Is that okay? I mean, so they're all right.
I think they're decently positioned going into the SEC, but bringing in a new quarterback with most of the roster together, you know, it could either, I think they're right in the perfect spot.
Okay.
How tough do you think it is to break in a quarterback at the college level, especially since the option is I can just go get a quarterback that I saw maybe at like a perceived lesser school and just bring you over because I already know you can play versus, hey, I'm going to bring up the high school kid or the high school high recruit and work his way up.
Yeah, each school approaches it differently because OU last year had Dylan Gabriel, who's a two-year starter, who put up great numbers both years he was there, and they decided, we don't need you anymore because we have five-star Jackson Arnold coming in. So I think it's on a school-by-school basis, but Mike and I were talking about this off-air, is there was a quarterback at USC last year, five-star, named Malachi Nelson. He's now at Boise State. He was supposed to be the heir apparent to Caleb Williams, but after USC's poor year last year, Lincoln Riley decided, I need a veteran. Like, I can't take the time to do it.
I can't afford another building year
the pitchforks are going to come out if they're not already out for him. So, like, it's very program by program, but it's super easy to just go get what you want instead of taking the time to develop them.
It just made it difficult for me. I was flipping channels, I think this weekend, and it's talking about the Notre Dame quarterback. You'll know his name. I don't know his name.
Riley Leonard.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh, and they're like, oh, he came from Duke, and he's a senior, I believe. And so they're just like, so I think I have to get used to this, is there's no such thing as watching Peyton Manning, or there's no such thing as, I know this is way better, Chris Sims or whatever. Like, I don't know if that's ever going to happen again at one school. Like, it's going to be...
Do you not feel that way with Quinn Ewers right now? Like, I understand point.
He didn't start at Texas. Yeah. He started at Ohio State.
I guess that is true.
And so it's like, this is how it's always going to be, is even like Joe Burrow, and I know it was before NIL with Joe Burrow, but I think that I'm just going to have to get used to, it's going to be a brand new quarterback almost every year for every team. Yeah. Maybe you get the sophomore junior situation, but then after a junior, he might go into the NFL or whatever, but... He's going to have to get used to Notre Dame's going to have a senior quarterback every year from a random school.
Yeah, and that's a very Notre Dame way of doing things because they have never, at least in my lifetime, quarterback's never been a strong suit for developing for them. So I think for them it's easier to just go get one because the rest of the team is much more ready-made. But I believe they do have like the grandson of Lloyd Carr, the old Michigan head coach, is a 4- or 5-star recruit for them. But as I just mentioned, Malachi Nelson, that, you know, you get those kids on campus, but then they might not always end up as your future.
Yeah, that is an interesting point. Now, do you have a maybe national title pick or a dark horse team to look at? Because I know you are the one who told us about Washington way before they really made a move up the chart.
I was, and I'll never let anyone forget because last year's Huskies team was amazing. I don't think they're a dark horse, but they're not in the top two. I think Oregon is the team I might pick to just do all the good things this year.
You just have old school Pac-12 bias.
I think Gabriel is good enough to take what they already had installed and take it to an even further level. I really like what Dan Lanning's done there in his 3 years, or in his 2 years going into his third. And even in a new conference, I just think they have a roster as good as any in the country that's going to score points, but also have studs on defense to just get the job done. I think them and Ohio State are going to play for the Big Ten title. I think one of them is going to be 12-0, and one of them is going to be 11-1 because they play in early October, and I don't see either of those teams losing a game outside of that.
Now, somebody brought up another name since I mentioned Quinn Ewers. They said Arch Manning. The interesting thing about Arch Manning is I'm not saying that he wouldn't ride out his career at Texas, but is it possible you might only see him like really play 1 year? Because the hype level is already there. Like, let's say Ewers leaves after this year, and then Arch Manning is fantastic next year. Wouldn't that be, hey, I'm glad I got to see him play for a year, now he's in the draft?
Yeah, because it's 3 years after high school. Yeah. So, like, if your stock is that good. Now, some players will come back. Some players just, they don't look at the NFL as like, I have to do it now. And obviously, Arch Manning does need money because a lot of True. Players go for money. So True. He could be a guy that sticks out the entire way because through his time at Texas, he's been fine to sit. He's been fine to wait. He's been fine to develop and before he needs to start. So he could be different, but we'll just have to wait and see because we've seen him throw, what, 2 college passes?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know the whole state of Texas and the quarterbacks, but let's just say a kid always wanted to play for University of Texas. He saw that Ewers was there. He saw that Arch Manning was there. And right now he's the quarterback at Arkansas. I have no clue who it is. But that guy ends up going 7-6 this year. Arkansas's better than anybody thought. Not that they're great or, you know, any of that. And now UT is like, hey, that kid wants to come to Texas, and he just played in 20 college football games as a starter and showed how good he could be in the SEC. Shouldn't we just bring him in for 1 year? And Arch Manning hasn't done anything. I think that's the tough thing now.
For most cases, I could see that. For Arch Manning, I don't think they would do that.
I agree. That seems like a unique situation where, like, obviously Sark went and got Ewers because he needed something better than whatever they were throwing out in 2021. Yeah. Casey Thompson, who's now the backup at OU. But that was a special situation where they needed to get the ground going. Arch is like Sark's like crown jewel. So I think he's going to do everything in his power to make sure that he is as successful as he can be at Texas.
But other than that, like, your logic, I think, is sound. And I think we've seen that already play out in the last couple of years. Yeah. Just specifically with Arch Manning, I don't think it would play out.
I saw DeSoto on high school. Like, I was on Twitter last night, and I think the Sports Day was watching DeSoto practice. And one of their quarterbacks, I think, is committed to Virginia Tech. And Virginia Tech's a big school, don't get me wrong, but it's like,
they're a sleeper this year, too. A lot of people like them in the ACC.
Go to Texas State. Go to, I hate saying this, but I know SMU's in the ACC now, but like, go there and then play and then go to A&M, then go to UT, then go to LSU. Like, why would you go to LSU and sit on the bench and then you're going to be replaced by a dude coming in from another college? They're not going to develop you on the bench anymore.
I mean, there's resources at these schools, too. Like, you know, you could sit at a big school and still get paid more if you're interested in the NIL stuff than you would at a lower school. True. But, yeah, I just have always looked at it as a player-to-player basis. Like, the big news are the players that transfer. But there are still players that will play at their school all 4 years. Like, this last offseason, Boise State had a running back, Ashton Jeanty, great, great player. He actually stuck at Boise State. He wants to lead them to a Mountain West title as opposed to go to a bigger school. So,
is Miami the best Florida school?
I can't say that. On the weekend show that I do with Wolchuk and Chiafalo, Bet Nation, 3-7 on BetQL's Twitch every Sunday, I do a college football segment with them all the time, and we had Doug Farmer from Covers.com on this last weekend, and I asked him, when is Miami going to screw it up? What week is it going to be? And I suggested week 5 or 6 when they travel. Miami travels to California for a conference game because, as we all know, conference realignment has made things not make that much sense. He said week 1 because Miami plays at Florida in Gainesville, and he thinks Florida's not in a great spot right now. They have a lot to prove. They've had losing records in both years under Billy Napier. But Mario Cristobal finds ways to lose games. He can recruit the hell out of the, you know, high school players, but he has no idea what to do with them when he gets them to the college level. So he's going to find some way to screw it up. They have the most talented roster in Florida, but I would still probably say Florida State will finish with more wins than them.
All right.
Now, I thought you were going to lobby your frustration about North Texas not being in the top 25.
Why is UNT not on this list?
I don't know what's up with that. I don't know.
Where would they be if we ranked every team?
100.
Maybe in like the, gosh, I think they went 5-7 last year. Maybe in like the 90s. And there's 134 teams now. There'll be 136 next year. So third quartile.
How do you feel about being in the 90s?
Can I be in the top of the third quartile?
Better than the hundreds.
Good point.
We'll work on that.
All right. We're working on that. Thank you. I appreciate that. A lot of mean fans around here that are upset about that. Where's TCU?
TCU received votes, I think.
Yeah.
I do not believe they were ranked.
And then Texas A&M.
Eamon Carter voted for him.
Number 20. I
like him.
No, that to be the case.
Same name.
But A&M's number 20. And they're going to open up with one of the bigger games to open it up against Notre Dame.
Yes, so, indeed. Prime time.
Might crash and burn quickly. I hope they're great quickly.
But it doesn't matter now. You get 12 teams in. You just have to be in the top 12.
Oh, my God. That would be a dream come true for a Texas A&M fan. And see, I get all teams want to be there, but if you're a Georgia fan, you can't be like, it's a dream come true. We made the 12-team playoff.
You're no,
like,
if you're a Georgia fan, you want to be the one
yeah,
seed.
Yeah, we've won you the championship. For A&M, if we made the 12-team playoff, oh, that would be freaking magical. All right, thank you very much, Carter. Anything else we need to know or you want to add as part of our Tuesday tailgate?
All I got to say is we are living in a strange time where the Kansas Jayhawks are ranked higher than USC, NC State, Iowa, and the defending national champion Huskies. Kansas is ranked, fellas.
Finally,
and they're here to stay.
Oster tag getting some respect.
ESPN says their floor is 6-6, but their ceiling is 12-0.
Yeah, because any team can go 12-0. Because they play 12 games. They could win all of them.
You know what? There is a shockingly few number of teams that they said their ceiling is 12-0, but
hasn't OU just taken advantage of the Big 12 forever, and now they're going to find themselves Arkansas-ing it in the SEC?
Absolutely
I don't know
not.
If it's going to go to Arkansas, but I do think life is going to be harder. Their ceiling is 11-1, floor 6-6. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan. Coming up next, let's chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105 through the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Free the Fan. Wanted to throw this out there. Didn't get a chance to mention it yesterday. UT Dallas is going to host a National Cricket League tournament in October, from October 4th to October 14th. a big cricket area over there. So good news for UTD. Right now, courtesy of D&M Leasing, it is time for our chit chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is ya?
I'm better than I was about 30 seconds ago, Heggy.
Oh, fantastic. Can you tell us any particular reason why?
Yeah, Bassick just informed me that the Rangers are on pace to have the sixth overall pick in the MLB draft.
We're tied right now with Toronto for the fifth worst record in lottery, because the White Sox and the A's have been so bad they don't qualify for the lottery.
Nice.
So you have Colorado, Miami, uncatchable. The LA Angels are 52-67. You're 55-64. That's the third odds. Fourth, the Washington Nationals. You are right now one game better than the Washington Nationals, and they have the fourth best odds of getting the number one overall pick.
You guys ready to put in the call for Team Tank here?
Well, the Angels just picked up Brock Burke, too, so you know we're going to be stoked to get rid of that money. I just can't imagine getting rid of all these players by the end of August. I think that would be an embarrassment.
Yeah, I mean, it was I still think this is a rule that MLB needs to come in here and fix. Like last year when the Angels unloaded all of their players, then Cleveland comes in and tries to claim them. I mean, it's kind of just sad when you look at ownership that's trying to just save cost. And I'm hoping that that doesn't happen here with the Rangers. And they do that with guys like Andrew Heaney, or maybe Eovaldi gets into the mix there. But yeah, it's sad. I mean, last night watching what happened in extra innings, I'm like, dude, it's really not your year.
And they used, I mean, Boach used Robertson for two innings, Yates for two innings. He's like, I tried. We just didn't score enough to put this thing away. And now I'm going to go with kind of long relievers and see what happens in that situation. And it didn't work out well.
Now, on the potential trade front, I know we've been talking about this for, I don't know, like a week. Ian Rappaport is rapporting that the Steelers and the 49ers have a deal in place and that Pittsburgh is good on the contract side to get it done. So if San Francisco says thumbs up, deal's done. But San Francisco also sent another long-term deal out to Ayuk to get the deal done. So my question is, how much money would make the difference from going to, hey, we could probably be in the Super Bowl, to, we'll see what happens?
You know, when you're in that range of like 28 to 33 million bucks or whatever he's going to get, I'd put the number around 3 million, maybe 10% of it or so. Yeah.
Yeah, and I wonder how much like the San Francisco taxes come into play as compared to in Pittsburgh. I'm sure you're bringing home quite a bit more of your dollars in Pittsburgh than you are in San Francisco.
Cost of living,
cost of living.
Heard
all
about
of
that
stuff.
Clay deal, that was a big deal there. So it's good points.
I would think at least the $3 million there, and he clearly has some type of affinity for Pittsburgh because he's mentioned all offseason long. I would go to Washington to play with Jaden Daniels and the Commanders, or I would go to Pittsburgh. So he, in his mind, he probably feels like Mike Tomlin, Russell Wilson, Steelers, much closer to a Super Bowl than what they are in reality.
Yeah.
The cost of living in San Francisco versus Pittsburgh is 73% higher.
Ooh, that's a big difference.
194.
All right, Steelers, here we come, it sounds like.
194% higher housing cost. That's the big number right there. And then entertainment, 30%, transportation, 28%, food cost, 24%, and healthcare is 41% as well. Wow. So, yeah, man, there you go. That's a big jump, a big leap, even for millionaires.
All right, so if he makes his way to Pittsburgh, you can be like, hey, you don't want to compete. And I'm like, no, I do, but I can't be competing with those rents and stuff.
By the way, NerdWallet has a cost of living calculator. That's where I got that.
You can just say, that was awesome. I thought you did that on your own brain.
You can just go. That's really awesome. I love that. But you can go check that out anytime if you're thinking about going to another place, another city.
Yeah. If we get traded.
Or if you have to, all sorts of stuff.
By the way, I saw yesterday about 21 years is what scientists believe it'll take for singularity between a robot, it being basically integrated with your brain. So if you want the ability to basically have a calculator up there, you're looking at about...
is that 21 years 20, from now?
2045.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting.
Amazing.
So and you can make it. Yeah. You could have a super brain.
You can have your own nerd wallet in your brain.
Okay. Yes. 70-something at that point.
So. You will not.
He's carrying the
one.
You're
pretty close, though.
Get this done.
You ever take a 64.
four.
All right. That's good. So did you see Sportico's top 10 values for the NFL franchise?
I just saw number one, yeah. Hagee. That's all I saw.
Big shock. Number one is the Cowboys. I want to know if any of these other ones surprise y'all. So the Cowboys are $10.32 billion. The next highest is $7.8 billion. The gap between the Cowboys and number two is higher than the difference between two and the rest of the top 10.
Mm.
I don't know how much further down it will go, but that's a huge gap.
So, this is a Super Bowl parade day.
Yeah, this is his Super Bowl.
Confetti is raining down
business
in Oxnard right
is
now.
Is a booming.
So you got the Cowboys one, Rams two, Giants three, Patriots four, and San Francisco five, which, as Corey just pointed out, you need for the cost of living.
Goodness.
Just trying to keep the lights on.
Do any of those surprise you in terms of most valuable franchises?
That's usually, I mean, we know Stan Kroenke, owner of the Rams, like big time money, their move to Los Angeles, winning the Super Bowl. I mean, that like put them in a different stratosphere a little bit compared to everyone except for the Cowboys.
Right.
And then the Giants are always right there. And then the Patriots, obviously. I mean, with all the winning that they've done over the last 20 years, you're always seeing the Patriots somewhere in that top couple of teams after the Cowboys. So that actually makes perfect sense to me.
You know what's going to be interesting about New England? First of all, they drafted a basketball player, so they're in big trouble for the next couple of years. Is that was a town in the 90s that football was maybe their fourth sport in Boston. It was baseball one by far, then probably basketball, then hockey, then football.
Yeah.
Now, Tom Brady flipped that tremendously.
Mm-hmm.
If they go bad for, let's just say, another 5 years, it's been bad for about three. So an 8 year period that they're bad at football again. They're the New England Patriots that I grew up on. Does it flip back to baseball and basketball being Boston's thing? Because they're like, look, the reason we fell in love with it is Tom Brady.
Right.
We still love it. I'm not going to say Boston won't love football.
But they have the Red Sox. They have the Celtics.
Yeah.
And especially with the trajectory that the Celtics may be on right now, that could be an easy team to sort of take over things. I think baseball feels like, even when Brady was there, baseball is kind of neck and neck.
Did you see, like their fan, like, look, their fans obviously helped get one of their best players suspended. The player obviously was the one who said the thing, but if Jaren Duran's playing in Texas, there's not going to be a fan that cares that he's 0 for 45. Like, nobody cares. You just, like,
he's not getting heckled.
Yeah. Right?
But then did you see, like, how into the game they were last night? Like, they
they're
are just.
Chiefing.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. They're
doing,
serious.
They're it's doing different. Texas A&M chants. They're like, I mean, 3-2 count, 30,000 people on their feet screaming and yelling for a ball four. Like, it doesn't matter here. Like, that will not happen. It's fine. It just won't. It'll never happen here. We don't know how to do that. But it's like, man, they are into the game there. It's almost like I want to take Ranger fans on a field trip and be like, let's take out the negative because there is negative here.
Yeah.
Can you guys see the positive of what it's like being engaged in a game in the seats?
Being there for a purpose, with a purpose.
Frustrating. I mean, I was getting frustrated in the postseason.
Yeah.
Sometimes it was like, man, the players don't need to give you a reason to be engaged.
Well, you would
just be engaged.
What am I supposed to do if I'm a pitcher and I'm pitching in a playoff game? In the first inning, I get the first two guys out. And Yordan Alvarez is up, and I get 1-2 on him. How do you not know to stand up and cheer for the third pit, for maybe strike three, for a ground ball to the second baseman? Like, it's like, no, we don't know. We don't know how to do it. You're like, okay, you got the third out. So now play music, and we're going to hit now, right?
Yep. We should have, like, fan 101, and you have
to... Yes, we talked about that.
Yeah, and in order to at least have season tickets, you've got to be a part of this deal.
Ooh,
and
I
in
like
the postseason, there's no question. You have to show up to the ballpark, like, hours early or whatever, the day before. You got to get through this class here, and I'd like to thank your Professor Baskey for this one.
I would love to do it, to be honest. I don't think I would make that much of a difference, but I think it would be shocking to 90% of the audience that, no, you're serious? We're supposed to do this in this moment? No, like, you're supposed to 3-2 count, bases loaded, everybody's on their feet screaming like it's third and five at a Dallas, well, maybe Dallas Cowboys aren't the best example either. at a Kansas City Chiefs game.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
So real quick, the rest of the top 10, the Jets, Dolphins, Eagles, Raiders, and Commanders. The difference between the Cowboys at number one and the Rams at number two is the same as the difference between the Rams at two and 21.
Wow.
That's how big the gap is. What do you guys got coming up?
A lot of money.
Yeah, I know. No kidding.
I was really hoping he was just going to repeat the same thing he said earlier about the top 10.
Pure Gold, as always, thanks for asking, Hagee. Brought us live on the tennis courts right out of the gates here. The latest buzz on CeeDee Lamb and Cooper Beebe.
All right.
Beebe and CeeDee.
Roll home with the G-Bang Nation. We have been the KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105 Through the Fan.
Say private sniffer, Kevin.
No.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.